Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Terrio Media.
After reaching a record high of over 100 properties in our rental portfolio, I came up with the most valuable list of tips on how to manage your property manager. My name is Mercedes Torres. I'm the turnkey girl, and I teach busy professionals how to create passive income through real estate investing so they don't have to work so hard. You know, when we started investing, Matt and I created a portfolio shortly after 3 years of over 100 properties. And as our portfolio grew, we became very dependent on property managers. And in one market, we had one property manager that was amazing. And unfortunately, in the midst of our portfolio, our property manager passed away, and we were left with over 60 properties in our portfolio and no property management and no backup plan. We had to scrounge to figure out what we were going to do with these properties and how these properties were going to continue to cash flow. So, out of every tragedy comes something good. And what we got from this was amazing insight on what never to do again. So I'm going to share with you three tips on how we were able to get out of a predicament that has created a huge difference in our real estate portfolio. Number one, vet your property manager. Make sure that he understands what's important to you and understand what's important to them. Every property management team is different, but each one will cater to something specific. Number two, what's better than having an alternate property management team on the ground? Even if you have one or two properties, always make sure that you have a plan B. Number three, choose a property manager that will cater to your needs. If two-year leases are important to you, make sure that your property manager is comfortable with altering his terms for your needs. I don't want to see you go through the same trials and tribulations that Matt and I did when we started building our portfolio. So for more tips like this, you can catch me on Turnkey Tuesdays on the Epic Real Estate Investing Podcast, where I share all the tips on how we make our real estate portfolio cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.